and Isbailacha. Kiapulus Aloikis. So let's review very briefly. In the first parak, he established that there are mitzvahs, and the mitzvahs in the Torah stand unique to Adam, as Adam is not a shalom without them. And now he's going to explain a little bit the musig of the world of chaser, in the fact that we are not what we ought to be without it. Isbailacha kiapulas aloikish mitzvah Torah meruin laAdam lefi madregas nafsha aloikish bekirboy, due to the madrega aloikish that's bekirboy. Vapuulos haelos hemashlamas Adam. This is the shleimus adam meyushlam. Achu abriya shabar vitzayin bayrei. Let's a little bit. I want to explain in a kuda. This is going to be helpful to understand the rest of it. Let's take an example. Imagine somebody has an old car that's broken, a Trant, and it doesn't run anymore, and it's parked in his backyard. He has one of those old big backyards where you can park anything and put anything there, and that's it. So you have the car there, and the kids play with it, and the kids are running around. They sit on the seat, and they turn the wheel, and they jump in, and they jump out. As far as the kids are concerned, this car is a shleimistika toy. No better toy than this. If you ask them, if you ask the kids, you know, what's the toy? Fantastic. It's a fantastic toy. So in the context of a toy, this parked car in the backyard is perfection. It's a davar shalom. As far as the owner goes, so the kids, what's nagia to them as a toy, it's the chassis. And that's davar shalom, and it's perfect. The owner sees the car as a vehicle. And as a vehicle, a car that has an engine that doesn't run is missing. So the question is this car a davar shalom, or is it chasa? Well, it depends. If you're looking mitzad the chassis, mitzad the body of the car, and in the world of toys, that this is what you know, this is what's nagia to, it's perfect. If you're saying to yourself, but this piece of equipment has another dimension to it, it's a car, it should be able to run, it should go places, it should go from point A to point B, it is chasa and ikar chasa naseifa. Let's take a look at the Guf HaAdam. If I look around as a biologist and I look at different creatures, my question with each, when I look at each creature under the microscope is, can this creature survive? Does it have what it needs to live and survive? And the answer is yes. So I look at all the creatures in the world, and they all survive very, very, very nicely. Everything is built to make the food, to ward off enemies, to escape, v'chulu v'chulu. I look at Adam as a biologist. Adam is also shalom. Adam does very, very well in being able to forage for food and shelter and v'chulu, no problems. But but if I look at and ask myself, Adam has another chelik himself. There's the tzuras Adam, and as far as that's concerned, Adam is not at all a shalim. What about this whole other dimension of Adam? So we can say Adam is a shalim mitzad his physical self, which is really this world. The context of this world is all physical. So Adam is as shalom as any other Baal Chai, and maybe even more, he survives better, and that's fantastic. But mitzad, another dimension that I'm looking at, Adam is chasa. Those are the two ways of looking at it, and this is a nekuda that is going to be ma'arech. So Adam, so what we're going to explain is Adam is a chaser. Ad shu yushlam ad maisa atzmoy, until he does a maisa that's mash himself. But the mitzvahs hatoyer yagi Adam hashlama, and mitzvahs are that which, generally speaking, given this hashlama. Ki mitzad sheish ba nefesh aloiki, sheish ba chana aloikis, lekachen shemosiv davar shu tivi. So since a person possesses a chelik of himself that is not reduced, you can't you can't describe that in terms of the physical Adam. It's going to have to be described in terms of another context, and that context is beyond the Teva. Allah shemasa b'Torah mitzvah shu ala Teva. So again, we'll keep looking at Adam in two ways. Adam mitzvah, a physical being, is a shalem. Adam mitzvah, a being that comes from somewhere else, is a chaser. V'davaze mevu mekomas harbe shemitzvah term yisem adegim ala Teva. And this is what's meant. Many psukim you have in Tehillim, Hashmayim Savim Koid Kael, and then it says Tarshim Tmima. The Seder in Kapitel Yutes is the world is awesome, it's tremendous, it's fantastic, and then but Tarshim Tmima Shuv's Nafesh. In other words, we finish describing the physical world and we see a shleimus and a godless everything in it. And then there's another dimension much bigger than that world, and that is Adam. So just like a person can get a medical checkup, and the doctor can say he's perfect, and then he can get a psychological checkup, and the person can say he's a meshugana, say he's not all there, whatever it is, and it's not a stira, because the person, as a physical flesh and blood, he's perfect. The heart and the lungs and the kidneys and the liver, everything works mamish perfect. But there's another dimension of sichlius that the person is bechlal, he's not in the parasha. So the Kapitel Yotes is describing the world mitzad his physical tzura, and then teres Hashem tmima above it. Ken hogas atev niver b'shivas v'ebreishis v'ilatoiri ala teva v'madrega shminis v'al pitam ze mizma ashris m'imderech shus ala teira has eight aleph bays. Shatoy madrega shminis she al teva sheva b'shivas v'ebreishis. Ken kol dover shu ala teva v'utikun mashachos ateva hu acha shiva v'zeo tam milo b'shmini ke odem mitzad ateva nivra ima arla v'uprisis ateva. Vamila he tikkun ateva ulfikor tikkun hazeh b'yom shmini v'fishu acha ateva shenivreis b'shivas v'ebreishis. I want to talk a little about this. We've mentioned a little bit before, I think, but I'd like to revisit it in a minute. Let's take a look at Mila, which is going to talk about soon. He's going to bring the famous Chazal from the Surfis of Russia, but let's describe it a little bit in the terms he's talking about. A physical doctor, an MD, it takes a look at a person who's an Aral. That Aral, the person is in perfectly good health. The Arla itself is an integral part of the person, it's part of the shleimus of the tzura of the Adam, and that's fine, no problems. It is not, there is no way you will find an explanation why Arla is a detriment in the physical person. But there's, so let's take a minute, let's go with the musig of that Arla is meant to temper the koyach ha-taiv of Adam. Mitzad, the physical Adam, Koch HaTaiva is fantastic, and Kalamabra is a Meshubach. Kibgei Yam, the Dogim and the Yam, that because they're so part of a Rava, that's why there is so much, there's so many fish. The Balachai, the Koyach of part of a Rava is the Koyach that allows them to survive, and the stronger and the better and the more, fantastic. So mitzad, there is nothing mitzad the Adam, that the physical Adam, that in any way would tell us that an Arul is a chaser. He's not a chaser. But this another tzuras Adam, bigger than that, outside of this box, that is not that a koyach, an unbridled koyach hataiva, is something that is seen as being negative, and mitzad that. You temper the koyach hataiva through bris mila. And I want to make a point. I think I made this point, but I think it's important to stress it. There's a big difference when we speak about sevens and eights. People always say the eighth is teva. It's not al teva. It's not quite the right way to say it. Seven are 7 days. In other words, we have 7 days. Each one has its own character. Each one is Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi, and so on and so forth. Yom Shmini is not something that is part of that numbering system. Let's give a mashal. Let's say I have an item, I want to measure its length. I take a ruler and I measure the length. So if the item is smaller than the ruler, I can say it's 1 inch, 2 inch, 3 inch, 10 inch, 11 inch, 12 inch. Those are things I can say because it fits into the ruler. If it's bigger than the ruler, all I can say is it's bigger than a foot. My ruler is a foot long. It's bigger than a foot. I can't say anything more specific about it because hogufa, it's mufka from it. When we talk about shmini, the difference is shvi comes in seven units, and each unit has a certain defined character. There's three melyonim, three metachtonim. There is yoimecha, there's sheyom. Every day has in itself very well-defined characteristics. And I can say this is mitzad ma'aseh b'reishis, if you're mishnah, this is mitzad sheni, this is mitzad shlishi. Shmini means it does not fit into the ruler. All I can say is it's not part of that system. In mitzad the physical bria of the world, this has no meaning. Torah has no meaning, mila has no meaning. All of the inyanim of shmini, they come from a circle that's bigger than the circle of the bria. That's the point of shmini over here. So these are maisim that place the person in a different world, a different context. Let's take something not religious, and let's take the same in Marshall. When I'm feeding a baby, so I feed the baby, and the baby learns to eat. Now, learning to put something in his mouth is a physical act of eating, and he needs that to survive and so on. Now we have this baby who's learned how to grab food, stuff it in its mouth, and shove it down. So we now have a shleimus mitzad, a physical baby, in being able to feed itself. And then I start to teach the baby manners. Not to grab, to eat with a knife and a fork, to say please, to say thank you, to not to stuff yourself, v'chulu. All of those pe'ulos have nothing to do with the biological self. The restraint and the finesse and all of that comes from a different place. As a child does those things, as a child learns to eat with manners and so on, he's picking up on a different mitzias, the mitzias of dignity, the mitzias of restraint. He becomes slowly part of another world that is beyond the physical world that he's automatically in. So the same thing is true with mitzvahs. Mitzvahs don't have meaning in this world. They're not of this world. They bring the person to another world that's beyond this world, that is Kodesh. The action that a person does as a Baal Seichel are greater than Teva. Because Teva is just Chayme Vila Adam Usichli. V'im Yoyima Ki Korach HaTeva Poyach B'Korach Mashem Yisbarach Nima Gam Kein Ki Adam Shu Usichli Poyach B'Korach HaSeichel Mashem Yisbarach. A person will come along to me and say, you know, but it's not natural. Kadosh Baruch Hu made a physical world. It's a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Bria. And a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a physical nature. And I how can I say that that's not good enough? Well, Hagufa, I also have a part of myself that relates to things that are not physical. Dignity, kindness, restraint, discipline, self-discipline. All these things are things that I have in me. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in me a chelek that's physical and a chelek that goes beyond the physical. And that's also HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bria. So don't come to me and tell me, well, it's not natural. Since a person has naturally, quote-unquote, in himself, a chelek, a kai, something that relates to us, but korchach this HaKadosh Baruch Hu put me also. So the mitzvahs are a bridge between a world that is the physical teva as we know it to something that is beyond the immediate teva as we have it around. Then he brings a famous chazal over here, Medrash, to the surface of Russia, asked, yes, Rabbi Akiva. What's Maisim Noyim Shakash Baruch Vasadom? Whose Maisim are better, man's or God's? Sayensidim means, so to Zofer Shasha, he becomes a tzaddik. He says, could man create Shemayim Varetz? Look, Hashem created Shemayim Varetz. So Akiva told him, don't tell me things that are beyond us. But I'm talking about things that we have shlita over. So he asked him, okay, so why did you do a bris? So he said, I know that that's what you wanted to ask me. I answered it. Yes, I told you that I preempted it. So Hevelor of Akiva, Shvolim Gloskoyas, Akiva brought him wheat and cakes. And in other words, he wanted to show him that the cakes are better than the wheat. It's good that this happened a long time ago, because as Zvana said, there are people that hold that the grain is much better than a cake, and you should eat it, you know, raw off the stalk. But I guess in those days it was still possible to use it as a marshal, so he used it as a marshal. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that people should be mauled, why didn't create a small hole? You see, when you're born, a child is born with the umbilical cord attached, and you have to cut it, no matter what. This is every single being. Hashem gave mitzvahs to elevate a person. So a few points in this chazal that why did you need two mishalim, the mashal of the gluskoyes and the chita, and what b'chal, what's the masa matni? So the maral is going to explain it. Kedarka explains the chazal. The zuf is made a hanocha that sounds very sound. It's Kadosh Baruch Hu is greater than man. Kadosh Baruch Hu created things. And those things are bigger than and those things should be better than man. Kadosh Baruch Hu created Adam Aral, that should be bigger. Now, this is the point that he's saying. When we say it's Maisa Adam, you run into this conundrum. What's bigger, Maisa Adam or Maisa Kadosh Baruch Hu? You can't win on that. The answer is yes, you can. Maisa Kadosh Baruch Hu in this world are kifi the erech of a tevedika world. The Maisa Adam that we're talking about are the Maisa Adam that are kifi the erech of a non tevedika world. So let's say Moshe Ma'adav Adayma. Let's say I buy a suit. From a factory made suit from a very, very fancy place, and I take it to a tailor to make some changes. So I'm going to clear a shayla. So are you telling me that this little tailor is better Baal Malacha than the people in this very fancy factory or very expensive suit, $3,000? The answer is, well, if you're talking about making a suit, a lot of the people there are much better in the big factory. If you're talking about shtelling suit to a particular person, certain this tailor is doing what he's supposed to do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you look around, the things in the world that are physical, I can't duplicate. And if I can duplicate it, it's shvachamaisis. You know, they constantly keep telling you that artificial vitamins are nowhere near good as natural ones, even though it's technically the same thing. Certainly, everything that's, if you're talking chaymer to chaymer, then certainly Ma'is HaKadosh Baruch Hu are better. There's no shaykhs. But let's take this example. Can we make a better wheat than HaKadosh Baruch Hu? No, we can't make wheat. We'll play with the wheat, but we can't make anything. But if you're talking about a gluska, a gluska is not a natural bria as such. It's something that has a certain tzura and taste. It's something that tastes for Adam. If a Baal Chai eats the most fancy gluskois, then he still pays only the mechit and mezoil if he's paying mashenena, because tachlis the behema gets no hana out of a gluska more than out of a chita. Whatever is good for it to eat, it eats, and that's that. Adam has a certain refined sense of taste. It's not a natural. There's nothing more beneficial for the person a kaluska than this, but a person has another chelik. So the world that Akash Baruch created is the world of Teva, and it's Shalom, and Maisa Adam no shaykhus to it. But the chelik that is shaykh to the other side of Adam, the more refined side of Adam, that Akash Baruch did not put in this world, and b'meila, we're the ones that change it that way. So he says, when Adam is acting as Baal Seichel, Yisim Adreg Ben HaTeva, Shukur HaChom Ebulvad. Okum HaShachiach Lem Ben HaChitim Shupoil HaTeva, V'chosat Shisham De Adam HaSichli, Shem Zetira Kepoil HaSichel Al HaTeva. Now, so he explains the first point, and that's the question as to why Adam is you know, what about the Gilus cause? The Hoysevoid Lishol, the second question of the Surface Asha asked was, in Cain, Lama einatina kyoitzim mohu. Achesh Hashem is barachov is b'mila v'noitzik lal ba'arlo. So, okay. It's a gluskos mele. He says, ki adayin choshev av ki po'al odom yoysi b'mayla ma shupo'al odom ba'al seichel. Ko'al g'lem ha shupo'al ha-tevo b'chisarin. Yom ha'yo chav si mila v'arlo ra in Cain lama leishma kadosh baruch hu is ha-tevo v'yatzatik me'isha mohu. So, v'dovez aliyaspik tshuva min achitim. So he says, Turnus Rufus asked from Mila the following. Mela gluskois, the weed is okay. It's better with the gluskois. I can hear that Adam adds a tosefes. But you're telling me that Arlo is mos. Arlo is something bad. So say if Hashem created something bad and Adam is taking away a bad, that's much harder to get than saying that Adam is adding a tosefes. He says, no, you see, Daddy answered it from the tibur. So now he says, he adds a nekuda here. Adam, besides the fact that things that are not of this world are not in the Bria, so Moshe Mila as such, and someone is not going to be in the Bria, and the Gluskar is not going to be in the Bria, but there's another knach that the Akadosh Baruch Hu allowed in the Bria Chalokim for Maisa Adam. Let's give a dogma. I once read it was one of the first books about marketing. I think it was called The Hidden Persuaders, a long, long, long time ago, and they were explaining how, you know, what you think would be logical in sales and so on is Lav Dafka. I mean, it's the very first books. I don't know, it was written in the 50s, maybe a long time ago. And he had a story where there was a company that made ready mixes for cakes. So it was popular. They got it down to a diagram where all you had to do was add water and bake the cake. And the sales were not great. They then had a recipe that you have to add eggs and something else also besides the water. And that was a lot more popular than the recipe just added water, than the mix just added water. And they couldn't understand it. If you're looking for convenience, then you know, patching with eggs and so on. And they were aimed that at that in those days the balabuster still wanted to feel that she's doing something. So when you got it past the point, all you had to do was add water. Then she checked out. And then she felt that she can't serve it and say, this is what I did. When you had to add water and eggs, that's when they still felt that they were baking it, but with a little bit of an assist. If Teva was a perfect circle, then Maisa Adam would be totally shut out of this world. The fact that the shleimus of this world, even on a physical level, is that Adam has a chelik in the Sashlama. La'avdol l'shamra, that a person has to work this world, that the person has to have input means the world needs to be a chaser. The world without being a chaser, my meisim would be meaningless. So even in this world, if a child is born, it needs somebody to cut the umbilical cord. The teva was created with chisaron. What was before the chet, I have no idea. But from the chet, the world is a chasa and Adam is a mashlim. And I assume before the chet also, but just in a very different darga. And therefore, the shlemus of this world is that it's chasa and it allows Adam to be mashlim. Let me give another dogma. This was a long time ago. They had a type of textbook. Bishaita was the rage. I don't know what happened. It was called, I think, programmed learning. I think if I remember correctly, it was like the textbook had words missing. In other words, you know, you read a sentence. The first paragraph had nothing missing. Second paragraph had a word here, a word there missing. And you needed to actively use your brains to figure out what's missing. Like, fill in the trend of thought. By some Hasidic Kloisner, I know in my Kloisner was like that. Whenever he would say a pulpo, shtekel teira, so he wouldn't finish the sentence, but he would wait for the oilam to finish the sentence with him. That was like the tzur of it. That allows you to be part of it. So the shlemus of the bria vis-a-vis Adam is that Adam is mashlemit. And b'meila, that's an answer that, yes, the world is created with Hisaron because we wanted Pulas Adam to be part of it. Then he brings another medrash. Medrash oid. Kol ma'isa sheshem ibreishet tzrich nasi acheres. Chitin tzrich litchoin chadol tzach lahamtik atorun tzach lahamtik atkam. B'chol zeh. If they can't pull a teva by a shlema by atzma la adam, she shva sechel shva ala teva. Is there a madrig is a teva kmosh shemanu? Ulefika kol ha-shiva b'shesh mei beish in ha-shlema by la adam. So guys, going back to this first point that the unique tzuris adam requires more. Ulekach in the shayla of the person is created by a mila because mila is beyond the chelek ha-tivi, it's the chelek ha-sichli. Anything that would have been, let's go back to our muscle of the kid eating. If a kid would naturally eat politely, refined, then refinement is not refinement. It's part of the physical world. If this is my habit, this is my teva, this is where I created, then I can't say that this is beyond it. So Vilakachi says a mila sheesh lamazir la teva shkula connect torah. Mila shkula connect torah because there's something about it that sort of embodies the entire mitzvahs of torah. Baltemer ki yeh chasron v'peil hashem tzbarach doifi. You can't say there's any chasron v'peil hashem tzbarach. Ein zeka ki akol b'chachma. Lefi asher roya oilon shavai behefsas ein bal hashlama. V'fatar masichli shasichli ala teva. Vilakach. So the shlemus of Adam is that since Adam has a chelek that's outside of this world, he would feel the chisaron in this world, and b'neila would look for something outside this world. So the chisaron that we find in this world, or the chitim, or whatever it is, those are in yanim that allow me to sense that I come from someplace beyond it. One more piece, the final piece. Right, heishigloi. Afki bevada ein zekasha mashen itzar tinek mo, kama shen spaya. Mikomo ka mizula se in davaze roi l'shayla. Ka mitzah shizya shem sprach me odom, roitzi sprach sarv sa odom. Ki mitzah por la shem sprach ein mila. Vizem mitzah abriya, sha shem sprach var kol de ateva. Ulefi ateva roi orla. Vak shenosh shem sprach hamila odom shia tziruv la odom at shia bulti tivi. So we emphasize the point we made before. Anything that's automatic is natural and has no mila to it. So something which is Teva Adam is Teva Adam, That's his metzias, and b'meila I can't see any milin tosefes in it. If people had been born mohu, then mila would not be a ruchnistika entity. That which comes automatically, naturally, and is physical is not in any way beyond what Adam is. So Klal Yisrael has this extraordinary Maila, where we have a self that is by far greater than the self of this world, and that's Surah Adam. So when people make the taina, it's not natural, it's not natural. Yes, you're 100% right. But eating like a mensch is not natural. Giving to other people is not natural. Law and order is not natural. Anything that, if you tell me that whatever a person feels like doing, that's what he should do because that's natural, then I don't think there's any badass that would say that that's true. So, I mean, everything, even the biggest kaifer who doesn't hold Torah, there's a set of values he's supposed to hold, you know, menschlichkeit, respect, all sorts of things that you wouldn't dream of letting a child do what he wants to do. You'll tell him, you'll educate, however you'll do it, it's not natural. It's natural for a child to be per Adam. You know, a child is born without manners, without respect, without care, without kindness. Adam has in his das a chelik that's much bigger than that, and that's how Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted it. We're born within a world of teva, and the chelik of us that belongs to the world of teva is shalem, and then we have in ourselves a chelik that goes beyond it, and that itself is the shalom of Tzur Sodom when a person's aiming on that, and a person brings it up to that world. Okay, any questions, any points?
Could Rebbe clarify with the second part of the Gemara with the Tiburo, is that undoing the earlier part there? We mentioned that the mitzad, the bria itself, the wheat is perfect, but to shteltzu to the person with the suit muscle is not perfect. When Rebbe Kiva gives the second part about the baby with the Tiburo, is that saying that really the first thing is not correct, or really the nature is not perfect?
He's adding another understanding of what would be missing and would need a person to be mashlemit. And that would be the answer to that would be HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed, wanted us to be active partners, and that's a shlemus. In the general sense, where we have a role to play. So even the physical world, we plant, we grow, as opposed to animals who just grab their food, we sort of, even in Teva, there's a machma avodas adam. I think that's what he's being around. That's the point that he's making over there. That it's two things. So first, one point is that the general ruchnistic activities are shayach to a different world. That's the main point. A second point to that is giving a place for adam to have input requires that there's something missing. If it's not, if I'm not needed to do it, then you know, what am I doing? I think that's what he's coming for over here. But it's very interesting. You'll have these people, and again, this was one of the strong kfiras because it included both Yitzhak Avodah Zarah and Yitzhak Darius. You know, this restraint on sexual activity, it's not natural. It's not natural for a person. And b'meila, a person should be natural. Okay, it's natural when you with very primitive people or animals, the strongest animal or person in the tribe gets all the women, it gets all the money, it enslaves everybody, and you know lives like a pirate. That's natural. Does he know? But it hurts the other person. So what? But it's natural to it's natural. Kids don't share toys easily. It's very natural for the strongest kid to grab the toy and the other kid to scream and to yell. That's natural. And the answer is somewhere along the line, whether you're willing to say the words or not, what is natural needs a tikkun. just because it's natural for a kid to grab every piece of food on the table and at least to put a soggy finger on it. At least. To be tame is also a big Indian, but definitely. And you sit and tell them, there are other people here. You have to make sure everyone has a piece. What you put in your mouth is yucky. Nobody else wants it. And you can't do it. I don't believe there's an apicurus in the world that would agree to it, that a person's manners should be like a balchai. And the answer is, so you yourself understand that without placing a set of restraints and values, a tzuras adam is worse than a behemoth. It's bad. So Teretz is, Yisrael tells you that you're frustrated and you would like, you know, Yisrael to be exempt from it. But understand that the taina about what's natural to a person is not a taina. What's natural to a person is inside his physical goof. A person has another dimension to himself, which is gas and everything else that comes with it. And mitzad that, it's very different. I always thought, you know, when people have the pictures of little babies being sweet lambs and innocent, Baruch Hashem, everybody has a father. It's a long process, you know, to being the sweet, innocent, humanistic child from a baby. The natural instinct is to grab. The natural instinct is not to share. There's no instinct to share. It takes developing in a child the sense he has a deep. He does have a sense, but it's not the natural reflex. It's a deep sense that has to be coaxed out. We talk about goodness, kindness, friendship, whatever you want, whatever it is. It's a latent sense of things that can be coaxed out and brought out.
It's still obviously different than the mushal and the nimshal are not the exact same, because the creating of bread or the set of rules is still within the physical world.
Correct. But he was showing him the whole gufa. You see that there's another dimension. Physically, the grain contains everything you need to live. But a person has there's something in between. Rav Shlomo von Hirsch speaks about this in one of his pieces on Hanukkah. Music is physical, but it's beyond physical. There's a dimension to it that speaks to sichlius. There's a mention of art. It is one step. Everybody will instinctively be minded that music and art are finer than drinking beer and eating steak. Somehow people understand it's not a natural. It requires a more conceptual sense of things. Music is a piece that has in itself sichlius, art, and mechulu. So there is even so fine taste making something in taste. It's another dimension. It's not just it's more than the physical. So it's a little bit of a clue in this world and how we normally conduct ourselves that it's different. I think I mentioned last time there was this article I read in The Economist a few years ago that in a university, I don't remember where, it was a major university study. The shaila was as follows. Everything in a person, evolution has made everything in a person to be perfect. The hands and feet are the best hands and feet to get around, because evolution would make sure that would happen. The people with the feet that don't work so well wouldn't survive the hulu. Fine. The brain, in as much as the brain helps us get food and shelter and protect us, that part of the brain is crazy, because also we understand that. But the whole mass of brain that thinks about philosophy and music and art and all these things, what's it for? Why didn't evolution? It's chaval. It's a big chunk. The brain takes a lot of the koyach adam, a lot of the blood and the glucose goes to the brain. Believe it or not, the brain actually works. When the brain is working, it works very hard. So isn't it chaval? Like if you, instead of taking out that chunk of brain, take out the chunk of brain and put in another 2 pounds of muscles, a person would be better equipped. Something. So what's that for? That was the shaila. I'll tell you the answer. I'm a bit flippant, but that's what they said. It's for shidduchim, and the point is, the way they described it was, any advantage, a peacock has beautiful feathers. They don't do anything, but they attract the female. So the more attractive you be to a female, it's a myelin evolution. So it happens that women are attracted to people who can speak about art and music and philosophy. So b'meila, That's a Milo. I'm not making this up. It was in the science section, economist, with a lot of Kevod Rosh. But I said at a graduation of the girls, I said, we have the exact same kasha, but the other way around. That Adam, who's Yitzir Kapha Kadosh Baruch Hu, why is so much of him wasted on getting food and shelter? Why is so much of his brain, which should be Asuk and Dvarim Al Yoinim, busy with Parnassa, busy with you know, picking up the kids from Gan and taking them to Gan and bringing them back from Gan and so on? Why? And the mission answers that. It's because we messed up. But I said, so it's the same kasha, but the hanach of where the starting point is different. But the kasha is, we have the same kasha. But the whole chelak ha'adam that is really the hair's conceptual. And those man, the I don't want to say the word rias, but the hair of a person as being beyond teva is not the brain that's very shrewd in making parnasa or making a better table. Those are all part of the physical world. Adam is very, very sophisticated. You find balachayim that are sophisticated. They can hide their nuts very well. They can take away their nuts. All of those in Yanim, we might have better. We may or may not have better. It doesn't make a difference. That has no shaykhes to what we're talking about. But the fact that Adam can deher an idea, conceptual, the Greek philosophers, I think Rasu was the one who came up with it, the conceptual thinking, where we think of a musik, that's something beyond this. Musag don't exist in this world. In this world, facts exist. But a musig is something that a person, a concept, is not physical. And that's where the Das Adam begins to show that there's a chelek beyond this world.
If only Yidden are asked to do the Bris Milah, why isn't this answer more simple, that Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted it to be this way and only certain mankind should do it?
But the word is that if this is Shleimus HaAdam, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu should create something, even Umos HaOlam, our understanding is they were a chelik of Adam. They were a chelik of Adam, that their tikkun can only be through Kal Yisrael, Kishtal Tzur Kal Yisrael. But that a Kadosh Baruch Hu had Yishtal Zavek Abriya, that Adam, Tzur Adam, that's Mos, Arlo's Meusa. It doesn't seem right that the Kadosh Baruch Hu would create a Briya that's Mos Be'etzim. Then his point is that it's not Mos inside the physical world. I don't know, but the Greeks, who very much worship the physical being, they saw in Mila a disfigurement. In other words, the Tzuras Adam is a Dava Shalim Ma'oid. And if you, what's the difference if you cut off a finger or you cut off the Arla? You're cutting off something that is the part of Tzuras Adam.
So how come only Avraham Avinu got the mitzvah? Why before that you don't find this?
Again, because they were not Adab, they were not shaykh to it. For them, it would be cutting the body. For them, it would be an act of cutting. If Mila doesn't contain in itself the element of bris, of this is because I'm imposing a higher order on myself, just like a guy learns Torah, it's bad. Because if he doesn't have, that's what we saw in the first paragraph, if he doesn't have the capacity to inherit as such, and it is a disfigurement. It's taka, you're taking a body and you're cutting off a piece for nothing. It's only when they inherit, I'm not cutting off a piece of body. I'm imposing a discipline of getlachkeit on it, of a lekus on it. That's what I have to dare in a bris.
Okay.
Yeah, what?
According to some, Bnei Shmuel also have a mitzvah.
So that will be done gufenyim because of the Avram and so on. Whatever it is, they'll have to be done. No matter how you understand it, will have to be done that nekuda. But it's something that is it's in Mila. The Briskrov says it in his way, in a Lumdish way. But we're saying the same thing in a very different. The Briskrov says, I think the Rav says this, that I've heard it in two ways. One was, there's an issa to be chayvlin yourself. A person is not to be chayvlin himself. So this figure yourself is asa. But we have a mitzvah bris. So the mitzvah makes it something that's mafkia from it. But until there's no mitzvah bris, there's a problem of being chayvlin yourself. I heard it one way. Another way was that every bris has two inyanim, has the krisis arla and has the maisa bris. It was not a krisis, it was not a maisa bris. The Tzadik Kadosh Baruch Hu said so. Krisis Arla he could have done himself, but then he wouldn't have been able to make a Maisa Bris without. I've read it in both ways. you know, said, but it's the same idea basically, is that it's not meant, the problem is not that you have the Arla, the problem is that you're not a Mohu, the problem is that you're not shy of something else, and only when you have a Tzivu and a Kachroch grow into the world, could you have something like that. Okay, Agutin.